This is All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Aaron Selbig. Police in Traverse City are investigating a pair of attacks on homeless men this week. The victims had firecrackers and stones thrown at them. Two were injured badly enough to be taken to the hospital. David Whitney has stitches on his forehead, above his eye, and he says inside his mouth. His left eye is swollen and blue.
They came back in here three times to continue to be violent until the cops finally got here. They made it back in here three times. They dragged me way down there by that rail, and three of them were kicking stuffing out of me.
Police arrested a 19-year-old Kingsley man today in connection with the attacks, but they believe three or four other attackers were involved. Ryan Hannon is Street Outreach Coordinator for Goodwill Northern Michigan. He joins us today to talk about how vulnerable the homeless population is to violence and what might be done to stop it. Ryan, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
So I guess the main question is this incident, this suspected assault on homeless people in Traverse City, is it unusual or does this maybe happen more often than people realize?
Well, this is certainly disappointing and we should approach this with outrage. This does happen quite frequently, actually, in Traverse City and all over the country and the world, basically. So it seems to happen more frequently during the summer, especially during times like this with the Cherry Fest.
Can you name an incident that sticks in your mind where homeless people were assaulted like this in Traverse City?
Yeah, over the past few days, certainly the gentlemen that were getting beat up, experiencing homelessness on the street, sleeping. I've had numerous reports of people I've worked with over the years that get kicked or rocks thrown at when they're sleeping under bridges or in the bushes. People throwing other objects. I've heard a case of pop being thrown at somebody. People experiencing homelessness are out there at the mercy of the people that come across them. So the only way to truly be safe is to have a door to lock. So this really highlights the importance of housing and housing for people experiencing homelessness.
Do you have any idea what the motivation might be for someone to assault a homeless person on the street?
No, I don't understand why anyone would do something like this. There's an effort across the country for some people are trying to get acts of violence against people experiencing homelessness to be classified as a hate crime. So it seems to be the only reason is that someone's experiencing homelessness.
I wondered about that. You know, you never hear of an attack like this classified as a hate crime. What does law enforcement say about that? It seems like targeting a person or a group of people because of their, you know, their economic status, I guess.
Yeah, there's no law protecting people experiencing homelessness as a class, if you will. Other laws where other populations are protected call for stiffer penalties for people that are convicted of targeting them.
What can be done to combat this sort of thing? Is there anything that law enforcement or city government or, you know, the people of Traverse City can do to fight this sort of thing and try to prevent it from happening in the future?
We certainly appreciate the local police department and their efforts to keep all citizens safe. It's really glad to have a local police department that takes situations like this seriously. And what I always say is for awareness, the more awareness we can about homelessness, the better. People experiencing homelessness are experiencing an issue that can be solved. There's no demographic. There's no one indicator of a person to fall into homelessness. So the more we can humanize the issue that it is, the better it is. The more dehumanizing things that occur out there, people somehow think it's okay just to hurt people like they're not even people.
Is there anything that homeless folks can do to keep themselves safer?
Well, it's really dangerous for people out there on the streets. There's not much they can do other than get into housing or shelter. Most people that I work with will try to stay hidden so they're not out there where they can't be found when they're just trying to sleep.
You mentioned the Cherry Festival is in full swing in Traverse City. And is there an uptick in incidents like this during big events in town?
Yes, there are. Over the years, it's always more frequent during these times. And I don't know particularly what the reason is, other than there's more people out there on the streets.
Ryan Hannon is Street Outreach Coordinator for Goodwill Northern Michigan. Ryan, thanks for joining us today. Appreciate you taking some time.
Thanks for highlighting this issue.